You got top five. You got a sponsor this morning.
No, actually, yeah, actually, I got news you can't use, man.
And you got news? Yeah. Oh, I thought it was. I'm sorry.
No, we good. So make sure y'all follow me.
This.
Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at SpecialK913. If I don't get 700 new followers by noon today, I'm holding a puppy hostage and bad things gonna happen.
What kind of puppy?
A cocker spaniel.
Oh, that's sweet.
I got it tied up in my trunk right now. Let me not get 700 new followers by 12 today. Something bad gonna happen.
What you say, Gary?
Oprah have cocker spaniels, honey, so he better.
I'm going hard with it. Today's sponsor for the news you can't use is the all-new Huggy Supreme Febreze scented diapers.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Huggy's done hooked up with Febreze, man. They got a new diaper out. And their motto is, when your baby's wearing these, her little butt will smell so pretty, your face can be right next to it. And you won't even know that her diaper's full. I could have thought of a better word to put in there. That would have rhymed. Your face could be right next to it, and you won't even know that her diaper's full. All right. Due to the controversy and bad publicity over the racial overtones to the Mary J. Blige Burger King fried chicken ad, the Snapple company has decided to pull the plug on this new commercial that was set to start running this weekend, which featured rapper Rick Ross dancing in the field rhyming about the delicious new watermelon-flavored fruit drink. So they decided they don't want that publicity. It wouldn't look right. They have a heavyset black dude.
They got Rick Ross doing what?
He was going to be dancing in the field rhyming about the delicious new watermelon-flavored fruit drink. They're not going to go down that road.
By Snapple?
Yeah. The hip-hop world is getting very nervous. Hey, the hip-hop world is getting really nervous about the intensity of the beef between Diggy Simmons and J. Cole. And J. Cole is said to have added an extra security guard after getting word that Diggy's people said that if the two meet, Diggy has made threats to actually grab J. Cole by the forearm and give him a really painful Indian burn.
And is that all?
Yeah, well, he said he might even call him a doodoo head at the same time. So,
you know, little kids fight.
You don't want that. Also, finally, real quick.
Is Diggy still with Maya Angelou?
Okay, yeah, real quick. Congratulations to our good friend Kevin Hart, man, who just signed a $6 million deal yesterday with Shaquille O'Neal. He agreed to come off the road for 6 months and be worn around Shaq's neck as a neck charm.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.